Good morning. Welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev.
On this Do Not Fear Day.
Amen.
That's right. Wonderful Wednesday. The scripture comes out of Isaiah 8:12. Isaiah 8:12 says, "Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it." Wow. Okay.
Strong.
Yes, indeed.
On today's call, we're going to talk about seven keys to your immediate financial release. Do you work under oppressive conditions with unsympathetic employers while living in a less than desirable neighborhood with barely enough food to feed your family and little hope of even breaking free of what's holding you back? Well, welcome to Egypt.
There you go.
It's important to understand that living in biblical Egypt, as the children of Israel did, is parallel to the existence that way too many believers face living in any town, USA, or many countries around the world. You can shout on this wonderful Wednesday, yes, rejoicing, knowing that your financial deliverance is coming, just as surely as he came to the children of Israel. In order to experience an immediate financial release from the cruel financial taskmasters, well, there are seven keys you need to know.
First, you must recognize the ultimate source of your deliverance. You know, we may have financial advisors. We may have read books on getting out of debt, maybe some from the debt-free army. And you may have created a spending plan. All those things are good. They are. But the only way we will receive a true and lasting release from financial bondage is when we put our eyes on the ultimate source of our deliverance.
So true. Second, you must recognize that you may have sold yourself into financial slavery. You heard me right.
That's it.
How did you or anyone else get into debt? You spoke yourself into debt. You said, "Do you have a credit plan? May I open a charge account? Do I get 10% discount first time I use my new credit card? What's the maximum amount of time I can finance my new car? What's the smallest down payment I can make on our new home? Also, can we have the closing cost rolled into the amount of the loan?" This list could go on and on. But I think you're familiar on some level with how so many believers have become financial roadkill. Proverbs 6:2, New Living Translation. If you've trapped yourself by your agreement or caught by what you've said, well, here's the good news found in Proverbs 12:13, Classic Amplified Bible. "The wicked is dangerously snared by the transgressions of his lips, but the uncompromisingly righteous shall come out of trouble."
Don't you love it?
You get yourself in debt by what you said. You can also get yourself out of debt by what you say.
That's it. Third, ask forgiveness for your financial mistakes and sin. If God were to ask you why you're in debt, what would you say? The answer might be, "Well, because of my car payment or my second car payment or my house payment or my boat payment or my big screen TV payment." The point, or the vacation, the last time I, you know, went to that timeshare payment or the new furniture payment or the credit card payments or my department store payments. Are you beginning to see a pattern? That's what happens. The two prevalent words that are part of the debt scenario are described in that paragraph and called "my payment." What would you say if God were to ask you, "Did I tell you to buy that stuff and burden yourself with payments? Did you ask me what I thought first about signing on that dotted line?" Sometimes we've got to ask, you know, got ourselves into debt, but we're going to need help to get out of debt.
True.
In Acts 26:18, Classic Amplified, it says, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may thus receive forgiveness and release from their sins and a place and portion among those who are consecrated and purified by faith in me. You know, we would ask him truly, if you haven't already, to forgive you of every and any transgression, financial or otherwise, so we can come clean before our Lord.
Hallelujah, baby.
That's it.
Fourth, your creditors assist in your release from financial bonds. Will they?
That's the question.
That's the question. Psalm 144:11, Message Bible. Rescue me from the enemy's sword. Release me from the grip of those barbarians who lie through their teeth, who shake your hand and knife you in the back.
Wow.
I'm laughing, but it's not funny. You might wonder if it's fair to characterize your creditors as barbarians. Well, let's see. The credit card companies reveal up front the dangers of using their card, or do they lure you with seductive ads and the illusion of lifestyles of the rich and famous just by using their card? Do your creditors tell you that if you skip monthly payments during the holiday season, that the interest will continue to accumulate at an even faster rate? Do the credit barbarians warn you up front about the consequences if you can't make your monthly payments because you were laid down or your hours were cut?
Laid off. That's it.
Laid down. I want to nap. Okay. Will the people who sold you the new car, even with your bad credit, allow you to keep your car while you're looking for a new job? Credit barbarians are at best fair weather friends, and they're not going to lift a finger to facilitate your release from financial bondage. But God will. His mercies are renewed daily.
Fifth, the only way you'll ever be released from financial bondage is by asking the ultimate source for his assistance. Hallelujah that he's available to ask. Jeremiah 29:12-14, I love this. Classic Amplified Bible says, then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity.
Hallelujah.
When you call, God will answer. You're one of his favorites. You know that Psalm 86:7 says, every time I'm in need, I call on you, confident that you'll answer.
Glory to God.
It is good.
Six, God will release you from captivity and give you more than you had before. Jeremiah 30:3, Classic Amplified. For note well, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will release you from captivity, and you will release my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers. They will possess it. If you were blessed by this scripture, you're going to love Zechariah 9:11 Message Bible. And you, because of my blood covenant with you, I'll release your prisoners from their hopeless cells. Come home, hope-filled prisoners. This very day, I'm declaring a double bonus. Everything you lost, return twice over.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
This very day, all of us are getting a double bonus. Are you ready for it?
Seventh, your immediate financial release from the bondage of debt is at hand. Exodus 14:13 says, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today.
Wow.
The Egyptians, remember when we talked about bondage being Egyptians in the beginning? The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. You know, the Egyptians, like your debtors, that we talked about that you see today, you will never see again. The mortgage Egyptian that you see today, you're not going to see him anymore.
Hallelujah.
The credit card Egyptian you see today, you will never see again.
Yes.
The personal loan Egyptian you see today, you will never see again. Your financial deliverance was coming today. You know why? Because God is making you smart enough to see how to, you know, come out of all of this pain and suffering.
And bondage.
That's it. Because your deliverance from financial suffering is coming today, is there anything you have to do to be in the battle for your financial freedom? Well, let's look at 2 Chronicles 20:17. 2 Chronicles 20:17 says, you will not have to fight this battle.
Yes.
Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Not only is the Lord with us, but he doesn't fail us. So we need to, what happens, and this has happened so often, is we need to stop acting like slaves so that we can enjoy our financial freedom, understanding that the Lord will multiply, that's right, multiply seed and deliver us.
Just as surely as he delivered
the jaws of death,
the children of Israel from Egypt, he will deliver us from the bondage of death if we're obedient to do the things he says in his word.
Yeah, sometimes it's just...
I love what you said a moment ago. We'll end with this. Not only is the Lord with you, but he will never fail you. Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.